بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. There are three questions that every person asks today. The first one, how was my beginning? Where did I come from? Where is my origin? How did I start? The second one, why I am here? What is the purpose? What is the mission? What is the role? I'm here to eat and drink. I'm here just to work and generate money and pay my rent. Or I am here for a higher purpose, a higher reason. And number three, where is my destination after here? Really, there is another life? Could it be there is another life, resurrection? We're going to go back to life? Or there is nothing after that? Many people think this is it. This is it. There is no next life. So these are important questions that everyone should research about and study and discuss, especially the middle question, why we are here. This is very important, my friends. What is the purpose of this life? Many people say this life has no purpose. Do what you want to do. At the end, you're going to die and leave. But when we read the Holy Scriptures, and when we read the Quran in different chapters, in different verses, Allah says this life is full of purpose. This life is a life of mission. This life is life of work. One of the most powerful verses in the Quran is found in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 21. This is the beginning of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, اعبدوا ربكم, serve your Lord. Serve Him. Ibadah means to serve. Ibadah means you have a role here in this life. Once you serve God, you serve the entire humanity. You serve your country. You serve your society. You serve all people. اعبدوا ربكم, when you serve God, you serve everybody in your community. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. This Lord who created you and those who were before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ, if you serve, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You may be reverent. You may be reverent when you serve your Lord. You reach your potential. Reverence, taqwa, means the culmination of a human potential. The culmination of a human perfection. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Because taqwa makes you the safest, the healthiest, the best. The best. Taqwa is the ultimate success, the ultimate achievement, تقوى, لعلكم تتقون. So it is a life of purpose. So we may be reverent, لعلكم تتقون. And in order for us to reach that purpose, we need to do certain steps. We need to go through certain steps. One of them, we must discover the truth, search for the truth. Today there are many doctrines, many schools, many traditions, many ideas. All of them claim we are right and others are wrong, all of them. All of them say our path leads to salvation, whereas other paths do not lead to salvation. But which one is really right? We have to research. It doesn't come by accident. Islam, you cannot capture Islam by accident, neither inheritance. Islam, which is inherited from our forefathers and our parents, does not guarantee that you remain faithful and committed to your faith till the end of your life. Only that Islam that you discover and you strive for and you look for and you search for is going to lead you into prosperity. Muslims today, the vast majority of Muslims, they inherited Islam from their parents. They did not learn it. They did not go through a process of discovery and research. How many Muslims, they sit in a library surrounded by different books to discover what is it true about Islamic aqidah, doctrine? They take religion for granted. They listen to the imam during Friday prayers, whatever that imam is telling them is right. They don't question him. Whatever they learned back home when they were at school, 5 years, 6 years old, from their teacher, this is right. They never question that. And this is not right. This is not right. Allah says, respect your brain, respect your aql. Don't give up on your aql. Don't follow someone blindly. Follow his aql and you desert your aql. Your aql has a value. You have to utilize your aql. Muslims, sometimes they follow something. When you dig into history, you see this is khurafa, this is a myth. It doesn't have any existence. It didn't happen. This hadith, the Prophet never said it. And today, thousands of speakers during Friday prayers, they repeat like a parrot. They repeat this hadith, they tell it to the masses as if it is a fact. Because people do not research. They take advantage of the naivety of the people, the ignorance of the people, the unawareness of the people. Because people do not go on research. They believe what they hear. And we should not believe everything we hear. We should research it. We should research it. Research everything. Because religion was blended with politics during Bani Umayyah, during Bani al-Abbas, during today. Religion is blended with politics. Religion was used to support the political establishment, the caliph, not to support God. To advocate the political establishment, not to advocate God or the Prophet. This is why religion was contaminated and intoxicated. So we have to purify it through our aql, through our research, to find out what is right and what is wrong. So we have to search for the truth. This is our first step. Our first mission is to research the truth until we find it. What is the guarantee that we're going to find it? Allah says, I guarantee. If you spend time, your effort into searching for the truth, I will get you to the truth. But if you don't, I cannot guarantee. If you have no time, you have time for everything, but to find the truth, then don't blame me. You may end up worshipping 7 years, 8 years, following a tradition, and then you find out that this tradition is counterfeit. This tradition is not real. This is a man-made religion, not God-inspired or given religion. Searching for the truth. The second, when we know the truth, friends, when you know it, you have to spread it. You have to spread truth. You have to spread justice in this life. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We want people to stand up for justice. We don't expect animals to stand up for justice. We don't. Animals have no mission in this life. But the humans, they have a brain, they have reason, they have intellectual power, they have a spiritual power. They have to live up and stand up for justice, to spread justice, to defend justice. Sometimes people, they defend an idea thinking that their own idea is justice, but it is not, not necessarily. It's not necessary. Sometimes they defend their hawa, their desire. They have desire in something. This is why they propagate that thing. They defend that thing, thinking that this is the truth, but it is not necessarily it's the truth. We have to find the truth first. Once we find it, then we defend it. Sometimes we think we are the truth. No, not necessarily you are the truth. If you have not done your research in the beginning, then don't assume that you are the truth. You have to work hard. And my friends, the journey to the truth is not once a year or once in a lifetime. It's a daily journey. It's a daily journey. It's a daily mission. It's with every morning and every evening. We have to pursue the truth. We have to investigate. We have to research. We have to question everything we hear, everything we read. Allah says, don't believe in everything because I will hold you accountable. I have given you brain to investigate with that brain. So if you believe everything you hear, I'm going to hold you accountable. Because I need the dalil, the evidence. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Burhan. We need burhan, we need evidence. This is the mission. This is the sacred mission in this life. Finding the truth and advocating the truth and justice. Advocating it. This is why God created us. Once you follow this tradition and this way and this road, your life is going to be full of purpose, full of mission, full of achievement. You are not going to waste your time. You're going to meet your Lord and tell Him, I spent 50 years, 70 years advocating your cause. I did not follow you blindly. Therefore, now I deserve paradise. I'm not like people who just heard, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. We hear from others, but we don't know whether this is right or wrong. The day that our brain overcomes our atifa, our emotions, that day is a day of success. That day is a day of achievement. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر
علي ابن موسى ومحمد ابن علي وعلي ابن محمد والحسن ابن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. We spoke about community building, the importance of community building, and without strong community, prosperous community, harmonious community, we cannot advance our cause in this country. We cannot protect Islam. We cannot maintain Islam. We cannot have a pleasant journey in this country without community building first. And I said community building requires many things. And today allow me to add one more thing to this list. And that is the cooperation and the unity and the harmony and the support and standing together, supporting one another. Our Lord says in his book, in chapter 5, he says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا, support each other, help each other, تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, toward piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا, do not support each other and help each other toward إثم, which is sin and violation, وَالْعُدْوَان, which is enmity and hatred and destruction and disunity. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and have reverence to your Lord. How do we help each other? It's a simple thing, but sometimes we choose not to do it. When we find someone in our community, male, female, whether from my nationality or other nationalities, but that person is a successful person, we have to encourage him or her. Or that person is working towards success, striving, struggling to be successful, we have to hold their hands. We should not crush them. We should instead crush jealousy and envy that some people have inside them, rather than crushing others who are striving to be good, to be responsible citizens, responsible members of this community. We have to encourage them, because the success of one member of the community is considered a success to the entire community. The same thing goes for the fashal, for the failure. A failure of one of our children, one of our boys or girls, is considered a failure for the entire community. We are one body. Al-Muslimuna kal-jasad al-wahid. We are one entity. Yes, we have different colors, different cultures, different languages, but when we put them together, it's a beautiful mosaic, colorful mosaic. We have to be proud of that. Different colors gives more beauty and more elegance. So if someone fails, we all going to fail. And if someone is successful, we all going to feel proud of that person. Hold each other's hands. This is exactly what God says. If someone is successful and we say about him successful, this person is successful and we admire him, we laud him, doesn't mean others are failures, no. We should all clap for that person and tell him, Ahsan, good job, may Allah bless you. If you wish success to people's children, then people are going to wish success for your own children. You should not differentiate between your children and other children. They are all the same. All the same. The good Muslim is the one who wishes for others what he wishes for his own self. And he hates for others what he hates for his own self. This is the right Muslim. It has been never said that the best Muslim is the one who does 500 rak'ahs a day, or he fasted during the whole month, the whole year. Never, ever. It always says the good Muslim is the one whose actions are beautiful. His behavior is good. His character is good. He loves everyone. He encourages everyone. He doesn't have envy. My friends, every person God created has some degree of envy and jealousy in him or her. But some people can overcome this envy, others cannot. Others cannot. They fail. They fail to their envy. But there are some people who can. What is the medicine? What medicine you give that person so he can overcome his jealousy and envy? This is the medicine. This is the medicine. Quran, dua, connection with God. The more you connect with God, the more you're going to love people. Therefore, if someone is successful and they bring you the news of his success, you become joyful, as if your son, as if yourself became successful. You don't envy. But the soul which is weak, the soul that is attached to the dunya, one of the reasons that makes human souls weak, attachment to the dunya. Thinking that I am going to have all this wealth, these properties forever. I'm not going to die. This is the main reason for spiritual weakness, spiritual deterioration, attachment to the dunya. But if I think I'm a guest here, I'm going to live certain years where God is choosing for me, what God had prescribed for me. After that, I have to leave. I'm not here forever. I have to vacate my place for other generations. At that time, I started preparing myself for that departure. By trying to love people and respect and help and serve. اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. We strive to be righteous and reverent. And the hadith says regarding envy, you know what the hadith says? الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب. Hasad, envy, devours and burns every good deed that you do the same way a fire, raging fire, destroys every piece of wood. Leaves nothing behind. Leaves nothing but ashes. This is exactly what hasad does to our prayers, our fasting, our ibadah, our Ramadan, our charity. So have it under control. Crush it. Crush it by changing yourself. Once you keep yourself and your thoughts under control, you crush your, speak to yourself. Say, what benefit I gain if I do hasad of this person or that person or that? What benefit? What benefit I receive if I get bad news of this and rejoice on the bad news of people? What benefit I get? Do you get any benefit? You don't get any benefit. Whereas if you're a friend, if you're a brother, if your sister are successful, you will benefit from that. This is a source of inspiration for you and your children and your family. This is community buildings, my friend. We don't speak about that. Many khutaba, they speak about 5 daily prayers. Pray, hijab, fasting, hajj. But they don't speak about community building. And a prayers by itself does not build a community. There are many people who are praying day and night, but they don't have united community. They have divided community. United community is when we love each other and support each other and stand with each other and encourage each other. The young generation in this country, they need encouragement more than they need money and food. Encouragement. If they have good encouragement, they do not resort to drugs, to weeds. Someone who has good encouragement would not get close to drinking and partying and weeds, and because his soul is strong, he's not weak. But the person who feels inside internal weakness, he resorts to weeds, to alcohol, thinking that this would help me. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. We try to encourage the youth in this community every year. We've been doing this for 18 years. And this is our 19th year of the youth camp in August. So try to register and encourage your children to come. Encourage the youth, the next generation of leaders, the young leaders of this community to come and join, to get inspiration and encouragement and get closer to Allah and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. And this is the flyer. And if you don't have children of this age, then you can sponsor one or two. See Ali Muhammad. Ali, can you stand, Habibi? Wonderful man. He's going to get married soon, inshallah. This is an example of someone who loves all people. And he gives his life, not just life. Ali Muhammad, he gives his money also. Because some people, they give life, but they don't give money, believe me. Money for them is more important. Ali Muhammad gives everything. And he's leading the youth. So if you want to sponsor someone, come to this man. I trust this man. He's going to be one of our leaders. And he's a leader now, through his akhlaq, through his humility. And when I say something good about him, it does not mean others are not good, by the way. But because he's sitting in front of me. And he did something good, he turned the AC on. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج إمامنا وصاحبنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.